The Kickoff.
Rock, sport and talk.
Radio City Talk.
Fan Friday, final Fan Friday of the Premier League season. We have to go to Jay first. He commanded us on this because the ballot opens for the Liverpool tickets for the final at nine. So he wants to be in the right frame of mind. Morning to you, Jay.
Morning, Steve.
Yeah, 9 o'clock, the big time for you.
Yeah, got to make sure you get registered on the ballot. So, you know, got to get all prepared for it. Exciting times, isn't it?
Well, we'll start with the exciting bit. So, have you actually come down to earth after Tuesday night?
It was absolutely unbelievable, wasn't it? You know, you'd have to say it was the greatest night ever at Anfield. I mean, we've had some fantastic ones in the past, but that just surpasses everything, really, for me. And it's incredible, really. I mean, you look back, you're thinking, I'm pinching myself here, thinking that we've done it. But why should we be surprised? Because, you know, we know what this Liverpool team's capable of. And look at the other night, we had players missing. No Salah, no Firmino. Andy Robertson went off at half-time injured. And we still done it. And it just shows you this squad, the spirit that's in that team. It's just infectious, isn't it, really? Mm. And fantastic to be going to Madrid.
It's all about mindset and heart, isn't it? And, you know, we're hearing these stories of what Jurgen Klopp said pre-match. I wish that had been videoed. You'd love to have seen the team talk because it sounded like he absolutely connected with them.
Yeah, it all stems from Jurgen Klopp. He's just fantastic, isn't he? And I mean, going to this European Cup final now, we all need it as fans, we need it as a club, and we need it as players. But do it for Jurgen Klopp, because he deserves this. You know, he's a fantastic manager, and he's lost so many cup finals, hasn't he? And this is the time now. Liverpool have just got to go and do it, and it'd be great for Klopp if we achieve it.
Wouldn't it just... the performance... Was there a point where you started believing? Because I have to say, for me, as soon as Origi scored the first, for some reason, and I felt that in the crowd as well. I felt most people were quite comfortable from that point.
I've said a few times that teams come to Anfield on the European night and they just crumble in front of the cop. They just, I don't know what it is, it's like a psychological barrier, they just can't handle it. And you wouldn't say Anfield's the most hostile of venues, but we create an unbelievable atmosphere on a European night in particular. And the opposition players just don't seem to know how to handle it. And it doesn't matter how good you are, the likes of Messi, Luis Suarez, they just could not cope with it. They couldn't handle it. And when we went in at half-time 1-0, I still had my doubts. I did think maybe they'd pick us off on the break, to be honest with you. But then when we scored them two goals, when Wijnaldum come on and that header, when it went 3-0, you just started thinking to yourself, oh my God, this is unbelievable. It's going to happen. It's on. And then, unbelievable, the fourth goal, really. Brilliant by Trent Alexander-Arnold, you know, like quick thinking, found Origi, and then the rest is history. It was, you know, we were hanging on a little bit at the end, but like I say, we managed to do it, and it was just a fantastic night.
And Divock deserves a new contract, does he? I think the club had offered him an escape route maybe 5-6 months ago. He opted to stay, and that's proven to be the right choice now, considering his involvement in some big fixtures.
A new contract. I think we should build a statue myself. I think the lad, the age that he is, 23, I think he is, so there's no reason why he shouldn't get a new deal. But you've got to consider the fact that he's only ever going to be a backup player for Liverpool, isn't he? So it's whether or not he wants to play week in, week out at another club. So, I mean, it's a bit of a dilemma, but I do think he warrants getting a new deal because he's a valuable squad member, isn't he? He's proved that now. So it all remains to be seen what happens in the summertime. Like, but, you know, as I say, just an incredible night, and let's hope we can do it now in Madrid.
So just on the Madrid front, did your heart sink when you saw the prices of the travel and the actual tickets for the game itself?
A little bit shocked, because it is comparable, really, to Kiev last year. And when you think about Kiev, it's an obscure place to get to, isn't it? And, you know, Madrid is very easy to get to, but it just depends what you want to do, really, because a lot of people are going by road, which does minimise costs. But, you know, it's obviously easier to just fly there. And, you know, the ticket prices are quite expensive, really, because last year I paid £150 for my ticket, but this year it's looking likely I'd have to pay £385. But listen, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter, does it? You know, we pay whatever we have to pay to go to a European Cup final, and that's just what the way it is, isn't it?
Right, so from that to the Premier League, and we've seen on Tuesday that anything can happen, but will something incredible happen on the league front as well?
You never know, do you? I mean, I think on Tuesday night, that was a bit of a miracle, really, but we could do something about that. It was in our own hands. On Sunday, all we can do is win our game against Wolves and then just hope for the best and hope that Man City somehow bottle it, which, you know, it's going to be unexpected if they do, let's be honest. Brighton should be on the beach, really. They've got nothing to play for. And the way I'm going into this game on Sunday is just let's get our noses in front first. The news will filter through to City at Brighton and that, you know, Liverpool are winning and they might just start panicking. And whilst the game's 0-0, we've still got obviously a great chance. Even if it goes 1-0 to City, there's still that chance because every team gets an opportunity in a game of football, whether it be a set piece, a mistake, a referee, an error. And, you know, we've got hope still. It's if Man City go 2-0 up, then you will think it's curtains. But I think now, because of what happened against Barcelona, it's a different type of feel now. It changes the dynamics of going to game Sunday because, we, you know, on Sunday, if we'd have gone out to Barcelona, we'd have gone the match on Sunday. If we'd have, obviously, you know, City would have won their game on Sunday. We don't win the league. We're out of the European Cup. You would have been heartbroken because you'd have had a fantastic season, one of the best ever, and end up empty-handed, trophyless. Now, even if we don't win the league on Sunday, well, it will be disappointing. It will be heartbreaking. But we can give them a great send-off. You know, appreciate all their efforts that they've done this season. And we've got a European Cup final to focus on.
Yeah, the emotions are very, very different. What do your heart and head tell you?
For Sunday?
Yeah.
I'd be an absolute fool, wouldn't I, if I didn't believe that it could happen, because miracles do happen, as we've seen in Istanbul and pretty much the other night. But I think deep down, I think Liverpool will win the game on Sunday against Wolves, even though it's a tricky one because they are a good side themselves. But I think I would be very surprised if City slipped up. I mean, when your centre-half in midweek against Leicester's popping one in from 35 yards out, I think you know that your name's on the trophy, really. So we'll see. We live in hope, but, you know, just let's win our own game first.
What a week it's been for footy drama. The score on Sunday, Jay?
I think there'll be goals, yeah. I think, you know, Mo Salah will hopefully be back for it. He's going for the golden boot, isn't he? He's two ahead at the moment. So I can see him getting on the score sheet and Liverpool getting a few more. And I think Wolves might get one as well. So I'll go for a 3-1 Liverpool win.
Nice one, pal. Enjoy the game. Thank you.
All the best.
Let's go from there to the blue side of things with Gary, who's covering off Everton. Morning, Gary.
Morning, Steve.
Right, so Spurs, are they emotionally fatigued? Are you expecting a bit of a soft touch of a team that Everton are going to be playing on Sunday?
Yeah, I suppose I am, really. I was talking about this yesterday. I expect Pochettino to maybe replace a few of the first teamers with people who've been warm on the bench for a while. Obviously, it was absolutely draining for them. They've already qualified for the Champions League anyway, so there's not much resting on the league game. I expect it to be easier than what it would have been previously.
How important is it to you to actually finish on a high, given what Everton have been through this season? Because the last couple of months have restored the faith, really, haven't they?
Yeah, well, I remember speaking to you a number of weeks ago, Steve, and you asked me what my hopes were. I wanted us to finish on a high, and I wanted us to go into the summer with a bit of belief, and that's exactly what we've done, to be honest with you. Obviously there's been two slip-ups with Newcastle and Fulham, but other than that, I mean, we've been excellent and we seem to be getting better week by week. So it is important because it'll also help potentially keep the players that we've already got.
Is there any frustration that Europa League place just sort of slipped away at the very death?
Yeah, looking back on it, I mean, you know, those results that I just mentioned against Newcastle and Fulham were very poor in the concept of how we finished the season. And, you know, that's 6 points or even 4 points that we've dropped. But, and I've said it lots of times, I'm not a great advocate going into the Europa League, you know, starting in July. I would much rather, people will argue, you know, well, you need to be in Europe, but I'd much rather him build on what's been a good end to this season and the players be refreshed going into next season. That's my opinion.
How many summer signings would you like to be looking at, Gary?
I'd say three quality summer signings, Steve. It doesn't definitely need an overhaul, which is what we've seen the last couple of seasons. And obviously, you know, that doesn't work. I think if possible, and it doesn't look great on the Zuma front, I'm more hopeful maybe on Gomez. But if we can keep the players that we've got currently, and then we can add quality, obviously a striker, that goes without saying. maybe a right back and another midfielder, then with quality, I'd be quite happy with that.
Given the results you've had against some of the other bigger clubs of late, I think a victory at Spurs might just prove the biggest of all of them, given that how Spurs have progressed this season.
Yeah, I think you're right. I actually said yesterday that I'd be quite happy to go down to Spurs, and even if we didn't win, just keep a clean sheet and come away with a 0-0, because that would, to me, would say, you know, we've played Liverpool, Spurs, Arsenal, Chelsea, Manchester United, and kept clean sheets against all of them in the last few weeks of the season. So that would be a big plus for me.
Gary, what are we thinking? How's it going to turn out?
I'm going to go for a J special. I'm going to go for a 2-1 win, Everton.
You two boys. Gary, thank you very much indeed. Enjoy your 40.
The kickoff.
Rock, sport and talk.
Radio City Talk.